Michael Moore rips Joe Biden going out in a blaze of horror, pushing us right into World War III. By Warner Todd Houston on November 24, 2024. Radical left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore is roasting outgoing President Joe Biden for starting World War III on his way out of office. Moore published a Dear Joe letter to the Doderd-in-Chief noting that he recently laid out an agenda for Biden's final days in office for cementing your status as a great president, and then lamented you have done none of them. But worse than just ignoring Moore's suggestions, the filmmaker insisted. You on the other hand seem to be trying to cement your legacy as a warmonger, doubling down on some of your worst mistakes and worst impulses. The Bowling for Columbine director then laid out some of Biden's warmongering. Instead of using your precious little time left to do something to help the American people, your first action after Trump won was to fast-track the delivery of over $6 billion in weapons to Ukraine. Then, you called up Zelensky and gave him the green light to start firing long-range ballistic missiles into a country with a massive amount of nuclear weapons, Russia. Then, as if that weren't enough carnage for 1 week, you authorized the use of anti-personnel landmines in Russia. Landmines, Joe? Seriously? This is your legacy? This is how you want to go out? In a blaze of horror? Like, if Joe's gotta go, we all gotta go with him. Right into World War III? Moore pointed out that the U.S. has spent $1 billion in efforts to remove landmines from war-torn places such as Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, adding that these are the places we invade and then leave our landmines behind. Vietnam was 50 years ago, Joe. And kids today in Southeast Asia are still getting their arms blown off by our landmines. That's your legacy, Joe. This is what you're doing, Moore railed. Moore was also disgusted by the White House's lobbying against 19 Democrat senators who moved to block Biden weapons shipment to Israel and expressed his outrage that Biden's administration accused these senators of being Hamas supporters. The Hollywood elitist then knocked Biden's administration for blocking a UN vote to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, adding, "America once again single-handedly blocked the ceasefire." The only country speaking out in favor of more death and destruction was the one you and I are citizens of. This is your legacy, Joe. The next is this your legacy, Joe? Point Moore included in his screed was Biden's refusal to back the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu. As he began to wrap up his accusatory letter, he had more suggestions for Biden, writing, "Maybe you should stop arming foreign wars and leave that for the next guy. Maybe instead, you should focus on things that matter to Americans," and demanded that Biden make some real and powerful change in the last 2 months he has left. He then suggests that the Equal Rights Amendment is a no-brainer. You have the power to order the ERA be officially published in the United States Constitution. You've had nearly 4 years to do this. It was ratified by the required number of states and it should be published as the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. Women, who make up 51% of the American population, the majority, should finally be recognized as equal citizens and equal human beings, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, just as they are in almost every single other Western democracy. You have the power to do this, Joe. You have the power to make this your legacy, Moore concludes. So, Joe, I'm really telling you for the last time, just do it. However, it is far from clear that Biden has this power at all. The original ERA language that the states considered for ratification in 1974 contains a 7-year time limit to garner its 3/4 vote, 38 states. That time passed with only 35 of the 38 states having ratified the amendment for inclusion as part of the U.S. Constitution. The amendment has been constantly reintroduced in succeeding congressional sessions, but has never passed with the needed percentages. Two U.S. Supreme Court cases, Dillon v. Gloss, 1921, and Coleman v. Miller, 1939, both held that adding time limits is a legitimate political practice in which Congress has authority to engage. But, while no direct court case has considered the question of placing time limits on constitutional amendments, there is no reason to believe the SCOTUS would not just adopt the past two dictum decisions as precedent. So, the truth is, it isn't obvious at all that Biden has the power to just add the ERA to the U.S. Constitution on his own hook. And even if he wanted to, His final 2 months is simply not enough time to propose the move, and then get it approved for action. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.